that it is in some sense prior to, so underlies the conception that rather underlies the conception that we can form of the domain, the idea of forming conception of the domain, which relies on, as it were, a separate pole of ways that in which the predicate stock of our theory might be viewed as cohering, ways in which the algebraic device of PWS is registering, recording the ways in which we regard the predicate stock of our theory, existing theory, as cohering, the ways in which it might in fact cohere at a more fundamental level, given a putatively, completely, radically different principle of intelligibility of the ontology. Of the kind postulated in the discussion of monism and interdependence in Grave, something which we could, which shows up, for instance, in our viewing incomplete expressions, or all expressions in some sense incomplete, and partial, in the sense that perhaps Ramsey potentially wanted to, was connected with the disguised description. The thesis of proper names has been disguised descriptions. The Frege, Ramsey, Russell, well, no, not Frege, the Ramsey, Russell treatment, Russell, Ramsey treatment of proper names, compare discussion between Dummett and Kripke on this. And the kind of conceptual change that we can, in fact, in principle, envisage, particularly connected with the idea of making partial as opposed to totally determinate objects in that sense, fundamental. In fact, Scott's construction in type 3 calculi can be viewed in, as it were, a way of making a totally determinate structure, a notion of object in the sense required for this is the view of the form of the relationship between values and variables, form of a relation between subvert verlaufen, as expressing a commitment to a particular ontology of the world. The idea of it's expressing a particular commitment to a particular kind of ontology, which can be qualitatively characterized, isolated in the way that is attempted when we talk about the relationship between metaphysical conception of individuality and the sort of informal interpretation of set theory. Certainly, when Putnam makes this remark about the empty set and as objects relying, what abstract objects there are in the world relying on being dependent on what real objects there were. The materialist's last gasp, compare, dump it on abstract objects. He's quite right too, but from the point of view of a scientific realist, one does rather want to know how a very radically different vision of what there is in the world might be expected to show up in, but might be expected to have repercussions on some of the fundamental notions, the paper's remarks about fundamental notions, if those do indeed, if you don't regard those as expressing commitment, informal or commitment to some form, abstract form of the ontology, we kind of compare the remarks about monism and interdependence in Graves. Anyway, what you wanted to get here really was an introduction to the discussion of Ramsey and of incomplete expressions in Dummett's book on Frege, and you thought of that at one time as being deeply connected with this. This second set of notes, made on the afternoon of the 23rd of March 1978, starting at 10 past 4 in the afternoon, say about 5 or 6 hours or so after the previous notes on this tape and on the last tape. Reverting briefly to one of the themes which was discussed in this, in that earlier set of tapes, taped notes, the relationship between the conceptual and the deductive logical, perhaps we should say the broadly mathematical, as including the relationship between the conceptual aspects of the relationship, what we describe broadly as the conceptual aspects of the relationship between the as well as the characteristic concepts and ostensible integration of the elements of the conceptual descriptive scheme in in the principle of intelligibility of the ontology of the model of the theory. Rather, as far as model relationship between model 2 and model 1, the sense discussed by Graves is concerned, the integration of the representative concepts or concepts significant for a particular level of description, particular level of in the informal sense, which would accept the levels hypothesis as useful in guiding our thinking about the relationship between conceptual and formal, so to say, technical, mathematical, and ultimately deductive logical aspects of relations between theories and theory relations. Questions about fundamentality, which is the most fundamental, above all, the point you want to make here is question whether logic, its logical laws themselves, and particularly the remarks in Castorway about principle excluded middle and so on, and the remarks about Nagle, compare the remarks made in von Wright's comments about the relationship between logical and ontological categories, the remarks also made about relations between logic and ontology, usually dealt with fairly briskly, for instance, in the remarks of the Journal of Philosophical Logic about, in terms of the feasibility of logic done, as it were, we can do logic perfectly well on the empty domain. The issue of the relationship between logic and ontology, some might view it as having been sidestepped by treating it in that way. On the other hand, those who regard it as satisfactory to the issue as having been satisfactorily settled would say that the other ways of attempting to formulate what is at stake here, the issue that is at stake here, are hopelessly confused and reflect the old abstraction theoretic view and sense of abstraction discussed in Mabry, the view of the subject matter of mathematics, the mathematical formalism of our theory as involving particular kinds of inference which are borrowed from theories which, as it were, which belong to pure mathematics, which simply have a defined application in physical description. The question how they find, you're concerned here with focusing on the question of how they find application, the fact that one particular kind of formalism is especially well adapted to, so suggest itself naturally for the formulation of for the analysis of structure of system of systems, the structure of a system of quantities, or structure of systems of functional relationships between quantities, such as a thought to the basis ostensibly of the conceptual significance attached to a particular quantity in the formalism, point of view of actually of the treatment of a particular, they're looking for derivation, possible derivation, physically plausible derivation. This is a derivation which we speak about the derivation of some quantity, some constant in the formalism, physically significant quantity, from deeper, some more fundamental underlying considerations, the which reflect our preference for one particular kind of ontology, for one which reflect our themselves reflect the regulative principles, regulative ideals operating in the the body of science as a whole, or that part of it which the theory is located at that time, regulative ideals which reflect. Those regulative ideals themselves don't necessarily straightforwardly reflect some broader metaphysical scheme. There may be instances where they do. They may have a purely methodological justification, and a methodological justification which has become enmeshed with, for instance, a particular computation method preference, which has arisen on purely pragmatic basis which has no broad conceptual justification, which involves no considerations of fundamental conceptual significance for a particular computation method. The question whether there's one approach, for instance, to the formalism of GR, which would, namely that discussed in Greenspan's book, and which would, we were trying to formulate GR for computer, which would see the passages from Greenspan in this context, and the question also raised by Finkelstein in his paper in Cooper and Perege about the viewpoints that we adopt, how the ontological susceptibilities, the kinds of answers that we, and the ways in which we perceive the whether priority which we assign to the resolution of one conceptual question as involving as prior to the resolution of others would be involved in determining whether in fact the resolution of the and, for instance, the way in which, as it were, the kind of principle of intelligibility or the ontology, which, from the point of view, I mean, you could argue quite erroneous, but having arisen, arguably, on the basis of the extreme intellectual, the obvious intellectual appeal of a system in which the conceptual structure, the descriptive language and the accompanying ontology appear to be so clearly reflected in the mathematical formalism and structures pivotal for the understanding of mathematical formalism, and indeed the very basis for our understanding of the mathematical formalism itself as the mathematical theories which are involved from the point of view of a purely abstraction theoretic view of those. See the Cantor's remarks about the heuristic remarks about collections and extension, and was reflecting, indeed very much reflecting the notion of abstraction tied up with metaphysical conception of individuality. Such as might appear to be properly in the province of or connected with one of putatively of several, one of two or more putatively alternative fundamental conceptual schemes reflecting some commitment to fundamental conceptualization of the world and fundamental conceptualization which is where global which the sense in which global structure could be thought of as related to local structure not being capable of being represented by the patching together, as it were, of local structure. See the remarks in MTW73, patching together local structure, the definition of global of coordinates. All this business in MTW73 about Euclidean topology, and the patching together of locally Euclidean, or see also the remarks in the introduction to Penrose's paper and Wheeler's and others in the 1967 World Culture volumes. See the remarks about locality and label structure there, the sense in which we can form this intuitive, imaginative perception of the way in which local might be related to global structure. C, particularly. The idea of globals related to local structure is an idea which fruitfully guided our thinking in forming conception of the domain in the sense of conception of domain as involving ontological hypothesis, as well as an informal ontological hypothesis about qualitative characterization of the phenomena, ways in which the parameters distinctive significant for understanding of a modeling of this phenomena qua the morphic conception of this of the identity of the phenomena as phenomena of that kind, morphic as a structure as arising on the basis of the ways in which the values of certain parameters as well came to be assumed as a result of larger scale processes, well, say larger scale and certainly in terms of temporal scale, and the ways in which the phenomenon itself is to be regarded as in some sense an epiphenomenon. Seen very strikingly in the as reflected in some of Hooker's remarks about the futility from the point of view of our attempting to use this sort of qualitative perception of the kind of order which is involved, translate the as well, crucial notions that will be involved in qualitatively in understanding the kind of phenomena, the way that as well, this kind of phenomena arose on the basis of qualitatively characterized. Apprehended in terms of the conceptual distinctive concepts and fundamental descriptive concepts of a particular conceptual scheme, in terms of another, in terms of some other, that is to say, in this case, the atomic conceptual scheme. The thing that I have in mind is the passage in which he talks about the impossibility of trying to model wave type phenomena, and the typical phenomena of the as conceptualized in the descriptive fundamental set of fundamental descriptive concepts of the language of the plenum scheme in terms of the atomic scheme. That is to say, we could think of that in some sense in attempting to think of the transition from one quality complex as instantiated to at one location, as it were, in space and time, to the systematic disappearance and re-instantiation of that complex as involving the identity through a continuous trajectory of points. Attempting to think of the sort of to assimilate our conceptual grasp in terms of the analogies which guide our thinking in this context, particularly analogies which guide our thinking, as being important for. From the point of view of the notion of abstraction, the kind of abstraction which operates in the with the notion of abstract form and so on, rather opaque notion, which is argued is in fact does in fact turn out to be fundamental, which is the fundamental character of which for understanding of the relationship of scientific knowledge, the kind of conceptual structure of our, and of the most general, broad kind of conceptualization involved in alternatives in scientific theories, and in following which we can regard one as more fundamentally explanatory for of another, the kind that Sellers talks about when he talks about micro theoretical reduction, and when he talks about the business, his clause about the phenomena being behaving such and such a way because they are phenomena of such and such a kind, where such and such a kind is to be couched in terms of the conceptual structure of the descriptive language, in terms of which we were form conceptions of the domain, a qualitative as it were conception of the domain. And the argument from Dummett and Frege is intending to show that we can only form that conception of the domain which, as it were, accepts the district which as it were reflects an ontological conception, a particular ontological conception of the domain as consisting of a plurality of individuals, individual objects which are, as it were, are to be thought of as structureless with respect to conceptual resources of the language in question, rather than the conceptual resources of the language in question providing us with intuition of with the notion of order, conception of order, the kind of order in terms of following on which the kind of structure which is postulated for objects in the domain, objects in the, domains in the natural world, in some sense, as abstract, as involving abstraction from the aspects of the natural world, as involving change and flux, and as the morphic conception of identity. This is some key phrases here, being the resolution of particles out of geometry, as the remarks about engraves, and the leap that is then made from that to the remarks about requirements that have notions of monism and interdependence would make actually on the mathematical forms of theory itself. Certainly, you want to argue, you want to bring the notion, conceptual descriptive structure of the language, understanding of that, closer to the mathematical formalism of the language, but the mathematical formalism of the language was not regarded as autonomous and as developing through the progressive, in this case, concerned with heuristic perception of the kind of structure in the mathematical formalism itself as that guides our development of it and the perspective for conceptual unification, the treatment of particular certain structure of certain systems of quantities. Notably, systems of quantities is exhibited in equations of equations which involved in description of certain kinds of phenomena treated insofar as arguably treated as it were in isolation, the kind of foundationlessness of the epistemology which we adopt, the August remarks being subject to revision connected with the fact that to the extent that they are treated independently of one another, the its sense of the covering theory, which is to treat them as a unity, as a instance of a unified phenomena, an idealization is involved here. See, for instance, Ruddick's remarks about the context under investigation, the way that the Frege identity reading apparently runs into trouble when we are attempting to affect the asymmetry with which we are dealing, the character of the asymmetry with which we deal in the equations, not just in one particular set of equations, but in the kind of equivalence relation which is involved, the kind of reductive equivalence relation, the kind of relationship following which we elucidate, we can say that we have elucidated the reasons why the content of the covered theory is not in fact realized. For instance, the quite actually Poche Hocker, the kind of inspiration which turns out to be most fruitful in guiding our correlation of the structures, the rise of the mathematical formalism of the two theories, arguably mathematically and conceptually rather disparate, in such a way that the unified theory we're able to arrive at a mathematical basis, mathematical framework for the formulation of a unified theory, which turns out to be fruitful for our physical understanding. Well, fruitful in the sense that it has to be at least conceptually testable. Sense in which it's conceptually testable, of course, there's a whole tissue of rather sensitive methodological problems involved there. We now know that it has to be conceptually testable, not necessarily testable by itself, certainly not there, but in conjunction with the assumptions that are drawn from other theories, the ways in which the theory can be made open to test, and or indeed, even if it's not open to test, point which it can be regarded as fruitful for the further development of the program of the method for the unification of the mathematical formalisms of the two theories. We can the idea that they should be treated on common basis, in some the isolation of common conceptual basis for the treatment of the two theories. And the sort of sensitivities which will be operative in the isolation of common conceptual basis. For instance, seeing the preliminary remarks in the introduction to the Twister program, articles in quantum gravity. The sense in which these could be regarded as involving commitment to one rather than another of the sort of two great opposing conceptual schemes in Hooker's language is certainly not immediate or even proximate. They could, for instance, be viewed, we might view them as resulting as embodying the sort of continuation or extension of the atomic scheme in one sense. On the other hand, to the extent that the considerations of that kind are allowed to guide our consistently bought in when what should be operating is an autonomous heuristic perception of the potential for the unification of the mathematical treatment out of the theory of the properties of functions, the kind of functions dealt with in the mathematical formalisms of the two theories, which arises on the basis of some mathematical theory within mathematics of those the properties of those particular kinds of functions and the perspective for generalization and enlargement of our basis on which we treat them. See various papers in quantum gravity. See also the article that you got there in the Twister Theory newsletter, letters 3 and 5. Various illustrations of this. The idea that we move from that to a completely foundationless treatment of the mathematics formalism itself, the kind that it certainly seems to be suggesting in some of Quine and Putnam's remarks criticized and dumb it. It doesn't find any justification. That rests upon as a direct attempt to directly formulate the necessary the concepts which we judge to be required on the basis of first sort of imaginative and intuitive perception of the ways in which properties might be thought of as well, intuitively properties of the kinds of objects might be thought of as going together. Now, we don't want to rule out altogether, see the remarks in around 1930. This turns out to be much too ambitious generally to be fruitful, but we shouldn't rule out the idea that something like this might be required in and that it might actually affect our understanding of the ontological significance, if any of the logical laws themselves. For instance, the notion that it does certainly seems to be there in the remarks about the very non-random variation of bodies in space and time as underlying the invalidity of the Sierpinski-Banach-Tarski paradox in the world. A remark that Lorvier makes in that 1973 paper, and we'll have to unpack that in great detail.